Episode 926, A Change of Tune on Dune and Other News.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono. We're back.
And I sent you some news this morning, and I assumed that you would just be over the moon for this Dune.
Well, it was news. Old news for me. I knew about this yesterday.
Oh.
I knew about it before I could even find an article on it.
And because who's your contact?
The Dune News Twitter feed reported it first.
Wait, there's a Dune News Twitter feed?
There is.
Oh, wow. How did they know?
They said that they heard it from Deadline, and it was eventually posted as an article on Deadline, but I didn't see it there. This is not surprising.
Well, wait, we should tell the listeners what the news is.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that you keep us keep track of those details. So the news is that I feel like this would have been one of those where we just went the whole episode, never said what the news was. The news is that Dune will no longer simultaneously debut on HBO Max and the theater, and I say this is fantastic.
Well, it's for most of these types, if HBO Max was the turnaround on all of the releases, I would be disappointed. For just this specific one, I was already committed to going to the theater anyways.
Yeah.
So this doesn't change anything for me. I could see a lot of people being very disappointed though when HBO Max has promised one thing and then backs off on their promise.
Well, they should have seen this coming. I think I'm not even remotely surprised by this. This seemed inevitable to me.
Now that everything is opening up?
Well, yeah. I mean, I should say back even when this was first announced, it felt like, okay, assuming that by mid-year we're more or less over this, which seems like it's the case, you know, obviously. Well,
Minnesota just opened all the way up, I think.
Except for Minneapolis and St. Paul.
I know we won't go into local politics, but it is strange that we've got national regulations and then state regulations and then down to city regulations.
It's called federalism.
Well, what I mean by that is, not that it's strange that exists, but it's hard to know what rules to follow, like depending on where you're at.
No, that's easy.
Okay. Even for you?
No more masks.
No more masks for you.
It's actually very simple.
Because I'm a rule follower, I have to be like, okay, have I entered the St. Paul city bonds? No, not really. Okay. Not literally, but you know what I mean. I do think it's been a little bit tricky to keep track of everything, but let's put that aside and talk about the theater. So you're saying you assumed that by a release like Dune, which is November or December?
October.
Okay, so that you assumed it would be better, and it does look like we're on that track. So do you think HBO should have just said the first 6 months, and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, they should. Here's what I feel like is going to kind of happen. And Dune's actually really setting up to be very nicely situated because, like you just said, things are starting to open. So figure that, and in this, I'm going to assume that we don't get like the Stephen King Stand variant emerge and we all die in the next 6 months. But you'd say the next few months are still going to be a little bit rocky for the theaters, but things starting to get back. Mm-hmm. By the time we hit October, especially on the pace we're on, Dune's setting up to be like the first major post-pandemic event film.
And Denis Villeneuve, who is the director of Dune, had once said, well, not once, earlier this year or late last year when they made this announcement, that putting it on HBO Max and a theater same day basically killed any plans for sequels because he just knew money-wise they weren't going to make enough to justify a sequel.
So I think it also speaks to Warner Brothers' confidence in this movie.
I think they believe this will become their next big franchise.
Yeah, and I think that's like, just culturally, it's shaping up to kind of be that, this is it, we're back moment.
So I'm excited.
I agree.
This is fun news. I wonder how many other streaming, well, let's just talk about HBO Max still. Something like The Matrix, which again, I can't remember the exact date, but let's say December.
It's December.
So do you think that they'll change their mind on that also?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, so they're going to backtrack on most. So what about something, maybe instead of asking you specific movies, I'll say, what month do you think going forward they're just going to say, never mind, we're going to put these...
I think it's going to be a little bit case by case, but I don't see this continuing into next year.
Oh, no, definitely not. Well, I mean, they've already said it won't be next year, so I'm asking you, do you think an August release will still be on HBO Max? Do you think a September...
Yeah, I'd say through the summer.
Okay.
That feels reasonable.
So this news came out at the same time as not HBO Max news, but it's connected. But you saw the news about Warner Media? being sold, kind of?
No, I didn't see
that. All right, now, I read articles about this.
I'm really just gathering my news right now.
Okay, well, and listen to this, because I think you may be interested. Instead of just reading the headline for this one, I had to read the article because I wanted to fully understand what exactly happened. So here we go. AT&T bought Warner Media a few years back.
Okay.
And they were thinking, all right, we've got cell phones, next up, streaming service.
Right.
Well, I guess it hasn't been going well for them. And so...
With the cell phones?
No, they want to go back and just focus on phones and cell phones. They want to get out of other media. So this is the part that I don't know if I fully understand, but I'll tell you what I believe is true based on what I read.
Okay.
The exact terminology was like they were spinning off HBO Max, or I'm sorry, Warner Brothers, I think it's actually Warner Media, into some other company. But it seems like they're setting aside their ownership, almost like they sold Warner Media to someone else. And guess who the buyer is?
Alex Rodriguez?
No, that's going to be for Inside the Hoop. Wait, yeah. For Inside the Hoop. We're talking about some basketball news.
Right.
No, the Discovery Channel.
Well, that's weird.
Or like Discovery, whatever they're the head of that, whatever that corporation is called that owns TLC, HDTV, Discovery.
Man.
So all of Warner Media is merging with all of Discovery, and I don't know what the impact of that is going
to
be.
Well, we'll probably be able to watch reruns of The Duggars on HBO Max soon.
I think that they're going to keep the Discovery Plus and HBO Max separate, just like Hulu and Disney Plus are two separate entities.
Yeah.
But
who subscribes to Discovery Plus?
I actually know one person, which I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
But I won't call them out here on the air. But yeah, otherwise, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad person if you do.
I'm
not saying you're not a bad person if you do.
I never thought of Discovery as a major player was going to buy Warner.
But doesn't
Warner.
It tell you something? Like, you want to keep it confidential. Like, oh, this could stain that person's reputation if it gets out that they're subscribing to Discovery Plus.
Yes, basically. Like I said, I read the article. I still don't fully understand all the implications and how it all came together. But apparently, Discovery bought Warner Media.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah. I'll try to find... there was some number, some billion, and I don't know. I'll try to see if I can find it. Oh, what news do you have while I look that up?
Well, so I like this. So there's we don't usually cover Pamela Anderson news here on the Sci-Fi Christian.
It's true. I don't think we ever have. But first time she's ever appeared on the show.
So I guess there's a Hulu series or miniseries or movie or something about Pamela Anderson coming out.
Well, no, it's about her and...
Tommy Lee Jones.
It's not Tommy Lee Jones. I can't remember what her husband's name was.
Yeah, it's Tommy Lee, I think.
Okay, Tommy Lee. Not Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, not Tommy
Quite different.
Lee Jones. So it's about them. And it's going to star Lily James. And I guess it's apparently not going to be the most flattering thing.
And Sebastian Stan.
Oh, okay.
As Tommy
you
Lee.
You know a lot about this, actually.
I do. Yeah,
you've been holding back on the Pamela Anderson news.
I didn't know we were going to cover it.
So I just love this insult from Courtney Love, who I guess is friends with Pamela Anderson, and I'll censor it. But this is like an award-winning insult. So she's mad about the series existing, and she's mad about Lily James signing up to play Pamela Anderson. So she says, quote, "Shame on Lily James, whoever the beep she is." That's so perfect as an insult. Like, shame on you, and I don't care about you.
Or I don't even, I've never heard of you before.
You haven't even risen to the level of my awareness. It's so wonderful. It's like my favorite scripted, or one of my favorite scripted insults is from Mad Men, where Don Draper's in the elevator with one of the creative people, and this guy looks at Don Draper, and he says, I feel so sorry for you whenever I think about you. And Draper says, I don't think about you at all. It's like, that's the level of insult we're dealing with here. So very well done, Courtney Love. That was A-plus work.
Wow. I have that number. AT&T announces a $43 billion deal to merge Warner Media with Discovery.
Well, that's exciting.
So there it is.
Do you have more Pamela Anderson news that you wanted to cover? You seem kind of loaded for bear there.
No, I don't have anything prepared for there. I do have some other streaming. I mean, there's a lot of streaming news this week. Can I tell you this? Amazon may purchase MGM for $9 billion, which of course includes James Bond, but also the Rocky franchise.
Oh, that's exciting.
What do you think about Amazon trying to buy MGM? MGM has shown since last year during the pandemic and everything's went bad, they've been looking to sell their library. So Netflix was a potential purchaser. I can't remember. Maybe Apple, but it looks like Amazon
is the frontrunner. As long as James Bond doesn't become like a streaming-only thing, I want James Bond in the theater.
Oh, wow. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got next?
Shooting has wrapped on the first season of The Wheel of Time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's exciting.
When was that TV show supposed to come out?
I think it was supposed to wrap like a year ago. Okay.
Pandemic, man.
I'm glad we're almost done with this.
Yes. Ben, you remember Quibi, that Quick Bites?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it died earlier this year or last year. Well,
people were stuck at home with nothing to do, and they still didn't want to watch it.
They're like, we're releasing a streaming service at the best time, but no, it wasn't good, apparently. You and I have not watched it. Well, have you also heard of Roku, as in Roku boxes?
I know about Roku.
Well, I believe, up until now, Roku hasn't had their own streaming service.
Well, that would make sense. They're more of an aggregator.
But guess what?
Uh-oh.
Roku is getting into the streaming service game. They have somehow acquired all of Quibi's programming.
Man, that seems like a bad mistake.
So there it is. I do have a little bit left, but not too much. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm just looking here. The Newsatron. You know, I'm going to say, I'm kind of excited for Army of the Dead.
Oh, this Friday on Netflix, yeah. It's Zack Snyder's zombie movie.
Right. I'm kind of excited.
Do you want to cover it next week? Should I watch it? Maybe.
Is it a Matt-friendly movie? I don't know.
I don't really like horror, but I'll give it a shot if you want to do it on the show.
Yeah, I'd be interested. I'm a big fan.
I've noticed.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say that.
What do you mean by that?
I think I might be a big fan.
It's got Dave Bautista, who you love.
I had a dream that I watched it and really enjoyed it.
Is that why you want to watch it?
Well, I'd wanted to watch it before, but then when I woke up from my dream, I was kind of like, yeah.
I want to ask you a question, and you have to be totally honest with me.
Okay.
We committed to dedicating May to being our dream journal month.
Yeah.
And I have done it. How have you been doing?
Well, I've been thinking about my dreams a lot.
So will you be prepared at the end of May to do a dream, a top five dreams episode?
I mean, you know, prepared is a word that is able to be interpreted different ways. So I'd say yes.
Okay. So I've been doing it. I have two that I feel like are worth mentioning. I mean, I remember my dream, some of my dreams, but two that I feel like are sci-fi Christian.
One of them.
Yeah, no, save that one.
Yeah.
Save that one. That's like number five on the countdown.
That was it.
It'll be a good callback.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, we'll come back to this.
I actually had a dream that I brought up in a work meeting.
This is great material for an episode that's coming up next month, everybody, okay. So just hold on. But write it down.
I don't think the content of that dream will be of interest to anyone who doesn't work with me.
All right.
Maybe. Because it was like pertaining to the work.
Well, just think back to the last dream episode.
That's why I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
That's a really low bar.
Man, last night's dream, though, I mean, it's going to be great to talk about. Either one or two probably on my countdown.
Are we going to have to go to the uncensored feed?
No, it'll be fine.
Family friendly.
It's like a sci-fi dystopian.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. All right, so we'll come back to that. I've been noticing something related to both Disney Plus and HBO Max is that they're creating this 14-day window. What I mean by that is they're making agreements that they'll have their movies in theaters for only 45 days, and then they'll have them on their streaming service. And that feels like a very short period of time. In the old days, we used to wait 3 to 6 months or maybe even longer for a DVD/Blu-ray release. And now they're saying a month and a half and you can watch it on our streaming service.
Yeah.
So is that just the wave of the future, 45 days?
Well, there's no manufacturing involved.
Well, I guess what I mean is...
It's like there's no physical elements that you have to create.
Yeah, so where they're banking now, they're not banking money on people buying their physical media. It's all streaming service now.
All streaming.
So we know that Black Widow is going to be released on Disney Plus Premiere in July, where you can...
Man, this does not sound like a Matt-friendly movie, but you should still watch
it. Where you can watch Black Widow on Disney Plus the same day you can go to the theater, but Marvel's following release, which comes out in, I want to say September, will have that 45-day window. I guess it seems like Disney is also moving away from putting things out on Disney Plus Premiere, so we'll see what happens there. All right, Ben, I only have...
Is that Black Widow movie even coming out still?
Supposedly. I think they've kind of shown, though, in the grand scheme of the MCU, this one doesn't matter as much as others because they're just...
They did this to shut people up.
What do you mean? Because
people, why doesn't Black Widow have her own movie? That was like for years the children were just complaining.
I think this is
100% like sticking a sucker in the child's mouth.
Oh, really? I actually agree that she should have had one a lot sooner.
Exactly.
But
thank you.
I do think in the grand scheme of the story being told, this movie probably won't be very important to the overall story.
What story are they telling? Because it seems to me that the story they're telling is no story, except we just want to take more of your money.
Well, you would think that since you haven't watched one of their movies in 4 years.
Well, yeah, that's why I stopped.
So
they're not making me part of their story anymore. Last news of the day.
Ben, did you ever watch the movie Attack the Block?
I did.
With John Boyega?
I don't remember liking it very much.
Yeah, I watched it recently. I think I felt middle of the road on it. It was fine. But I was surprised to see, because that one came out so long ago, they're just now talking about a second one. Well, I guess I've been talking about it for a while, but now it's actually moving forward. John Boyega's returning. Director/writer Joe Kernish will be there. So, yeah, I feel like this is a movie that has a lot of fans, although it sounds like you and I aren't two of those big fans. But
no, not
worth
really
mentioning here on the show. I hit the music. Next up, listeners. Well, we've just been releasing so many episodes. We're actually going over to the Patreon feed for the next two episodes we're recording tonight, because we've got to keep on continuing with our Moby Dick series. But on the extra feed, we're going to be covering a book called A Passage to India, which is all part of our book poster initiative, which you know about.
I guess we have to pick out the next book tonight.
Oh, yes, we should. Yeah. Okay, so listeners, if you're interested in following us on Patreon, we're at patreon.com/thescificristian. There we have the Sci-Fi Christian Extra, we have the Sci-Fi Christian Uncensored, and then our miscellaneous level, which is in between those two levels. And I want us to call it the Sports Suite, but there's more than that. For example, if you really like A Bridge on the River Kwai, there's a whole podcast about that.
It's called The Kwai Guys.
If you like to hear me talk about things that Ben doesn't like, you can check out my podcast called Stuff Ben Doesn't Like.
Yeah.
If you want to check out The Owl Buddy Hour, which has Ben and his friends, that's over there. There's some things. All right.
Well, lots of stuff.
That's all from here.
I think The Owl Buddy Hour was uncensored, though.
Not the second one, because that featured my kids.
The first one that didn't feature your kids was very inappropriate.
Okay, well, the second one from last week had my kids in it.
It was a stark total shift between the two.
You can check that out on the miscellaneous feed or the sports suite. So that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DeBoro.
And we're the Cyber Christians, signing off.
Goodbye.